coming to you from the mountains and the plains. The only conservative voices brave enough to push back. This is the Conservative Daily Podcast with Joe Altman.
That's what the Second Amendment was designed to do. If you're going to do something to nullify or take away my rights under the Constitution, come get it.
Max McGuire.
When you look at politicians on the left, they need to convince people that they are victims.
A resistance to the resistance. And now your hosts, Joe Altman and Max McGuire.
And welcome back to another edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire.
And this is Joe Altman. I'm back.
Yeah, he's back from hiding in the middle of nowhere. Are we allowed to say where you were, or do we have to keep it secret in case you have to go back?
We can't really tell anyone where I was.
Okay, well, we'll keep it secret in case you have to go back.
There's a high likelihood I'll have to go back.
High likelihood I'll have to go back. So everyone, in celebration of Joe being out of hiding, at least briefly, hit that share button right now on Facebook, on YouTube. Make sure you give us a thumbs up.
I was never hiding.
And then hit the bell for notifications. So we have a lot to go through today, but you want to start with a fact check that you received. We kind of talked about the Snopes one, or as you sometimes call them, Snoops. They released a fact check last week and declared that, just as I predicted they would, no matter what you told them, they were going to say at best it is not provable, and at worst they were going to say you were lying. Basically, they came back with a not provable, not proven one way or another, which in the scheme of a fact check, that is designed to make it look like a conspiracy theory, right? Just because they haven't proven it, they use that not proven.
Well, they adjusted it too. So they actually adjusted it to say that that what I said was that I didn't provide them with an affidavit. This is Snopes. Yeah. They also said in there that they can't verify that those are Eric Coomer's Facebook post. So I literally went back and just took a bunch of pictures off of it so that we could actually prove that it is in fact Eric Coomer's page. More importantly, now I'm being asked to have conversations with people all over the country to make sure that Eric Coomer, his name gets out there a little bit more pronounced, because the person we should be talking about over the target should be Eric Coomer. Eric Coomer is one of the linchpins behind everything that he's doing. He is the, and this is my opinion based upon other information that I have access to now, he is the CEO in wait. In other words, he has the title as Director of Strategy and Security for Dominion Voting Systems. But just by connecting him, I've been able to connect him to other people within his circle that proves that he's at the top of the food chain, right? So this guy is, in my opinion, he's just a terrible human being. And he put his finger on the scale. And you could say, hey, listen, Joe, just because he's anti-American, just because he's anti-police, which is what Snopes said, just because he's all of these things and he posts this stuff about Antifa does not mean that he put his hand on the scale of the election.
Yeah, no, but that's the Peter Strzok argument. Doesn't matter that he hated Trump supporters so much he said he could smell them when he visited a Walmart. Doesn't matter that all the bias is clear. Unless you can prove that he deliberately did something out of bias, you have to assume that he kept his biases, checked them at the door.
No, I don't.
It's the Peter
Strzok.
No, but that, I'm just saying that's the Peter Strzok argument that they're giving you.
Yeah, they are. And I think that the issue that I have specifically right now is that we are dealing with a very, 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 very covert, evil group of people. And the further you get down the rabbit hole, the more it becomes damning for Eric Coomer. Eric Coomer, Eric Coomer, say his name, Eric Coomer, keep saying it, keep putting it out there, because Eric Coomer is a massive problem for the security of our elections in this country. And we should never have another election with Dominion Voting Systems, with Smartmatic, or with, what is the other one?
Lead Stores.
ESNS, yeah. We should never. None of those election companies should or be involved in our election, right?
So let's dive into, because we have a lot to get to today, because we posted that we're going to be talking about Georgia, which we are. We're going to be talking about Nevada, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. But let's get this out of the way. Ms. Bruiser, go ahead and put up my screen. This is straight off of a website called Lead Stories. We have roasted them in the past. We've actually done a pretty brutal takedown of them. They are known for basically assigning people who have no expertise in the matter and having them fact check something they aren't really qualified to do. And if you just, this is the one that they're talking about. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see that this is fact checked again by our good girl, Alexis. I'm not even going to try and pronounce her last name, but as we've reported in the past, Alexis is a journalist who has spent over a decade breaking hard news and celebrity scoop with Radar stories. Online and US Weekly. Yeah, she has investigated Hollywood stories and conducted interviews with A-list celebrities and reality stars. She is most famous, perhaps, as listed on IMDb, for her role in reporting on British royal scandals. So that's kind of where she comes into with this. That's the experience she has. She likes to work the tabloid gossip angle. She has fact-checked us on everything from UN policy.
She's fixated on us. She's fixated on us.
Yeah, she is.
So here's, people, I want you to understand what's about to happen. Hit the share button, right? The reason why I was off the reservation was not because I just wanted to take a vacation. Matter of fact, I got way too much.
Off the reservation would mean you were crazy. You weren't off the reservation. That's what that saying means.
I'm not
off the reservation means that you're going crazy. You're going loco.
No, I'm not freaking out. No,
but that's what that saying means.
No,
so you weren't off the reservation. Yes, it is.
No, I stepped
off the reservation.
Okay.
means that you're going crazy.
Okay. Well, I'm not going crazy, and no, that's not how I would have used off the reservation. But I literally took that week off or week and a few days off so that I could make sure that I could reassess the security risk to me and my family. So we disappeared. I actually went pheasant hunting. It was amazing. Ate lots of pheasant stew. But so as I come back into this environment, while I was away, I got to do an immense amount of research. And I got text messages from people that says, don't use text anymore. If you're going to communicate with anyone, it has to be through a secure deal. So then, I mean, it's pretty freaky to have to go through this for someone that is... is not a, as Dominion says, that there's nothing to see here, right? So why am I having to go through the steps that I'm going through if I'm not over the target, right?
So let's put my screen back up. Let's go through this, because basically Lead Stories has done something that fact checkers love to do. They take a claim that you aren't particularly making. You aren't saying that Eric Coomer is physically missing. You're not saying that the company's completely closed down its headquarters.
Right.
They take a claim that you're not making.
And they put me in it.
That's easily provable false. As long as you see someone walk into their headquarters and open the door, you can say, oh, they're not closed down, right? It's very easy to do. As long as you can find Eric Coomer anywhere, you say, oh, he's not missing, right? So this is called a straw man argument. It's a logical fallacy. They build up that straw man, something that's very easy to tear down, and then they tear it down like, oh, wow, we just fact-checked it. So that's the claim that they're leading with, that Eric Coomer is missing and that the company has closed its headquarters. And they're basically fact-checking an Epoch Times Singapore article from last week, which, again, you're not in. You're not involved in.
No.
But what they end up, when they end up doing, is shifting from that easily provably false statement. They start shifting down to your affidavit.
Right.
It's so here's that. And then they get to right here. So they get to your interview on OAN.
Yep.
Talking about everything that's going, and they call it an unsubstantiated quote. Well, no, it's not an unsubstantiated quote. You've sworn under penalty of prosecution that you heard it.
Right.
Right. This isn't gossip. You're not one of the ladies at the hair salon saying, well, I heard someone said this. You have sworn under penalty of prosecution. It's a perjury charge carrying up to 5 years in prison that this is what you heard. That is not gossip. It is not unsubstantiated.
It's not hearsay.
It's not hearsay. That is testimony. But they keep the supposed Antifa calls. It really is unbelievable. So
if you provide
images, Joe.
So it's easy to actually pick it apart. Actually, go back to it if you would, and about halfway down, you'll see that inside the fact.
Are those the images that you gave Josh?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, so let's take it off and put those images up.
All right. So right here, see if this is the one. So this one says that Altman did not directly respond to those requests. So I did actually. So, and let me just read you what's on inside of the Lead Stories article. Altman's primary allegation is he heard Coomer bragging that he had interfered in the 2020 presidential election in order to ensure Trump's defeat. Does not appear to be supported by evidence beyond Altman's own account. Okay. Snopes asked Altman whether he had an audio recording of the purported Antifa conference call or if he would be joined on that call by another person who could corroborate his claims. Altman did not directly respond to those requests. I did respond to those requests. I responded to them.
Told him to pound sand.
And I basically said, what else do you need, right? What else do you want? I put stuff out there. What else do you want beyond the fact that I have an affidavit and I put out the information related to that call that I had, which I had notes on. And the problem that I have, Max, is that I wasn't looking for Eric Coomer. I wasn't looking for him. I didn't even know who he was. And that's what people need to understand. And if you watch the progression of events, I was looking for Antifa journalists. I was looking for people like Alexis that can't tell the truth, that want to spin things in such a way that they defend Democrats who are out there trying to steal an election. On the 15th of October, I brought up the fact that I had infiltrated Antifa. I brought it up on October 15th. I brought it up. There's a recording out there that shows that I brought it up. And in that, I basically said that if you're an Antifa journalist, I'm coming after you. Now, I had the information on Eric at the time, but it wasn't important to me. I knew who Eric was. I knew that he worked for Dominion Voting Systems. I knew that he had a PhD in nuclear physics. I knew all of those things, right? But it didn't seem to me that that would be an Antifa guy, that this is a guy that would work for Antifa. It didn't make any sense to me.
This is why I warned you not to respond to them at all.
No.
Because no matter what you do, they're going to say, we asked him and he refused to respond to our specific request. Just ignore him. If any more come in, just ignore them.
No,
they're not going to give you anything positive.
I am going to continue to speak and speak and speak and speak and speak. I'm going to continue to do it. And I'm going
to
go after these guys.
Speak to people that listen. Snopes' lead stories have no intention of proving you correct at all. They will not ever report on anything that you or I say that will give us the ability to be proven factually correct. They won't do it.
They
will not do it.
So there's another one that I want to put up. It says
to reiterate, we don't know whether Eric Coomer from Dominion created the post shown in the screenshots Altman published. However, even if he did, they would not constitute proof of any impropriety on his part and certainly would not point towards any election interference on his part. They do indicate that whoever created them is strongly critical of Trump and some of his followers. It might be inadvisable for an employee of an election technology company to articulate those views on social media, but these posts are not in and of themselves proof of improper actions. And technically, that's true. It's not proof of improper actions, but what it is proof of is motive, right?
Right.
If you just heard him on the call, and they say, well, we can't prove he was on the call. We can't prove it was the same Eric Coomer on an Antifa conference call. When you present those social media posts, which we've covered on the podcast in the past, people can go back and watch them. When you present that alongside of it, it bolsters the claim that it was him on the call. Because then you have to believe, okay, there's another Eric Coomer who's an Antifa terrorist or who's highly supportive of Antifa.
Yeah, that works for Dominion.
So the Facebook posts aren't true, but the reason they're able to get to that is because they discount that the call ever happened. They don't actually believe you when you say you were on the call. They don't believe the affidavit sworn under penalty of prosecution. They say the alleged call, the supposed call, and then they treat the Facebook post as if it's standalone, unconnected evidence. Well, no, it's combined, right? And the idea that they can just separate them and then say, oh, we can't prove this, can't prove this. Again, Joe, if you get any more requests from fact checkers, just ignore them.
Let them go to the spam folder. So I'm probably not going to do that because I've been advised otherwise. So you're advising me one way. I've been advised otherwise. So I'm going to continue to actually talk about, and look, there's a lot of really smart people that that frankly are, they're just really smart people. And so they're giving me.
You have sworn under penalty of prosecution that a certain set of facts happened. If you deviate from that, even accidentally, a tiny bit, they can prosecute you for perjury, even if you don't mean to. We saw this happen to Michael Flynn, right?
Yeah, but I won't
let your testimony stand for itself and talk about it on our show and talk about it on like-minded shows, but don't talk to anyone whose whole goal is to pick you apart.
But the problem is, it's just not Max, worth it. Max, listen to me. The problem is that I'm not going to give them information. I'm going to ask them what their motives are and why they can't use the information that's already out there. So I'm not going to go give an interview to someone that's not someone that understands the magnitude of what we uncovered. I'm not going to give them that. Right. But the same thing could be said for the fact that I have armed guards that have to protect me because I'm out there talking about something that, frankly, is over the target. I told someone yesterday, look, you guys are looking. Eric Coomer should be the only name that you're actually talking about. That guy is one of the head guys in the middle of all of this. And here's the other thing, Max. The more research I do and the deeper this goes, the worse it gets for Eric Coomer. And Eric Coomer, if you're listening to this, and I know you're going to come out and listen to it, right? Debate me. Come out and talk to me. I'll even show you some of the other information that I haven't shared publicly that actually is damning towards you. It's damning. So if you're not the cog to the wheel, which I think you are, but if you're not the cog to the wheel, you better start singing like a bird because you're going to go down. One way or another, you're going to go down. And so is Smartmatic, and so is Dominion Voting System. There should never be another election in this country or any other country that Dominion is allowed to participate in at all. Period.
So I'll just end it with this. Right. Donald Trump is under audit. Donald Trump is under audit. So the media keeps asking for his tax returns. And the reason he won't give him his tax returns is they're being scrutinized by the IRS.
Right.
And the last thing he wants is other people highly critical of him to be able to hire their own auditors to go through it, right? And to find things wrong and then give them to the IRS to prosecute him, right? Nothing good will ever come from you responding to an email from Snopes, from PolitiFact, from factcheck.org, from Lead Stories, any of it. Nothing positive can happen
because they do not physically
have it within themselves to rate you as true.
Okay, listen, but by me not giving information, by the way, to them, by not giving them information, I haven't emboldened them at all, right? I wanted to ask Snopes what they were going to do with it, right? Which, if anybody has seen those, at the end of the show, I'll put them up so you can actually see how I responded. We'll kind of reiterate that. But Josh, I sent you two posts. The first one that I sent you, go ahead and put that up, please, the screenshot, first one. Yeah. So this is in from that article, and it says, Snopes asked Ullman for evidence of proof he could provide of the phone call or what was said, but he did not provide it to Snopes for a story they published on November 20th, 2020.
Know, Ullman that,
has been suspended so, by Twitter, Snopes.com confirmed, right? So Twitter,
that's what I'm saying.
Let me finish. No. Twitter permanently suspended Altman's account, according to Altman, on November 12th, a move that itself gave rise to further claims of political bias, with Altman telling Malkin Twitter is Antifa. A spokesperson for Twitter told Snopes Altman's account was banned for violating the Twitter rules, specifically our civil integrity policy. Now, if you'll go to the second one that I sent you, this is the email that came in from Twitter. Hello, your account has been suspended, will not be restored because it's found to be violating the Twitter terms of service, specifically the rules, Twitter rules against managing multiple Twitter accounts for abusive purposes. You can learn more about the rules of multiple accounts and against abusive behavior here at, and there's a link there. So one of the things that they said in the first, they lied, but they actually came out in a statement. So one of the things that I said yesterday is I'm going to go after Twitter. I'm going to go after Lead Stories. I'm going to go after Facebook because frankly, you know, Candace Owens sued Facebook one, right? They said, okay, we relent. We have got to get to the point where we tire them down and we fight against what's happening in the weaponized technology against conservatives. We have to.
But that's right? All true.
What's that?
That's all true, but you understand what they wrote is a factually correct statement. They asked for it and you did not provide it. They write it in a way to make you appear like you're not trustworthy. They're doing that to damage your trustworthiness, your credibility, right? You will never come out of one of these better off. That's all I'm saying. You just won't. You won't come out better off. So I know that you have other advice. My advice is never speak to anyone in any capacity that only wants to do harm to you. Nothing positive can happen from it. But if you have alternate advice saying that it's a good idea to talk to people trying to pick you apart after you've already submitted testimony under penalty of prosecution, go ahead. I wouldn't do that in a million years. I would talk only to like-minded people, and I wouldn't give these people the time of day because it's not worth it. Anything else you want to cover before we jump to the actual articles of the day, the stories of the day?
No, I think we're good. We're just going to continue to kind of push on all the things they say in the mainstream media are basically fabrications. Mainstream media is literally not giving any credence to the massive amount of scientific and mathematical data by itself, right? Which, by the way, all swirls and stands over Dominion Voting Systems. Dominion Voting Systems is at the center of all of that, Smartmatic and Dominion Voting Systems. They have lied and said they're not competition, that they compete against each other, which is not true. Right. They've lied about the fact of what their system can do and what it has capability of doing. Right. They continually lie and the mainstream media forgives it. So the reason why I brought up the Lead Stories is because they did not post, nor did Snopes post any of the information related to Eric Coomer. So we're going to publish all of it. I'm going to put it all up on a website, every last bit of it, with footnotes and my notes and everything else, so that people can go and actually make their own decision and watch what Facebook does, watch what Twitter does when they actually make that an unsafe link and tell us that, hey, nope, you shouldn't go there and look at that information. You shouldn't look at it. You shouldn't look at the connection to Mongolia and the fact that in 2012, Eric Coomer was there and that they had one of the worst elections. So you shouldn't go there.
Where is that going to get put on the Conservative Daily website? Where are we going to put that up?
We're going to put it on Conservative Daily's website.
Okay, so we'll put that up today, tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll probably get it up today. They're working on it right now. So we'll have the guys work on it to get it out there.
Okay. So we'll circle back around if we have any other breaking news. But we have to talk about Georgia because that's the title of the podcast today. We have to make sure that we talk about that. Yesterday, Georgia's Secretary of State and Georgia's governor tried to start deleting the Dominion voting machines to wipe them clean. They tried to. And originally, Lynn Wood, one of the attorneys fighting in Georgia, was able to secure a judge's order. Let's go ahead and put up image one.
It doesn't mean they're not going to wipe it clean.
This was an emergency order that was entered by Judge Timothy C. Batten Sr. And it said, defendants are ordered to maintain the status quo and are temporarily enjoined from wiping or resetting any voting machines in the state of Georgia until further order of the court. Notice that was at 1:52 p.m. yesterday. Pay attention to those times. They're going to become important in a second. That judge, just a couple hours later, decided that he didn't have the cojones to do it and backtracked. Put up image two. Lynn Wood's second, actually not even a couple hours. This was at 2:58 p.m., same day. Lynn Wood tweets out, what? Judge reversed the order based on defendants' claim that GA counties control voting machines. Machines are owned by the state, and Georgia Secretary of State administers state laws on elections. Why are Georgia officials determined to wipe these machines clean by resetting them? So right there, in less than 2 hours, you had a judge backtrack on his order to preserve the evidence and then say, okay, fine, you can destroy it. That was at 2:58 p.m. Fast forward all the way to 10 p.m., put up image three. The judge finally issued a final order at 10:10 p.m. Eastern time, saying that the defendants are hereby enjoined and restrained from altering, destroying, or erasing, or allowing the alteration, destruction, or erasure of any software or data on any Dominion voting machine. So that was the third order in one day, now ordering, and that order is still in effect unless he's changed his mind again, which honestly, considering what we
What could have happened between 3 o'clock and 10 o'clock? I mean, that's really what we're talking about. And people, if you're in Georgia, I mean, that might be where the Civil War starts. Because I tell you what, people in Georgia are going to rise up against the governor and the Secretary of State in a way that we've never seen happen before. If they cheat and win, if they truly get away with this, you're going to see people rise up in ways you've never seen it happen before. It's going to happen. Right? Sorry, it's going to happen. That is where we're headed right now. We're headed towards a massive fight, a massive amount of civil unrest. And you think Antifa was civil unrest? Oh no, you haven't seen anything yet. You get millions of patriots together that say, hey, look, you stole our voice. Let's see what happens.
So let's go ahead and put up image four, because this is from that final 10:10 p.m. ruling. And this is from the judge. He said, defendant's counsel also argued that allowing such forensic inspections would pose substantial security and proprietary trade secret risks to defendants. In that case, he's talking about Dominion voting systems. Plaintiff's counsel responded that defendant's concerns could be alleviated by an order from the court, one, allowing defendant's own experts to participate in the requested inspections, which would be video recorded, and two, directing the experts to provide whatever information they obtained to the court and no one else for an in-camera inspection. This is really important because what this shows is yesterday, as Lynn Wood is going back and forth, well, he wasn't going to court, it was over Zoom, but theoretically, like back and forth to court, he's going up against the Georgia Secretary of State, the Georgia governor, who are Republicans. And they are arguing in open court. They're arguing open court that they should be allowed to wipe the machines and no one should be allowed to look at them because it would violate Dominion voting systems' right to protect their own proprietary trade secrets.
How in the world? How it is insane. And how are people actually not getting pissed off about this? Like, I do not advocate for violence at all. I don't advocate for violence. But we literally took down statues and changed a flag for a state in this country based on the propaganda that was developed, that somewhere along the line, that history, the history of that state, I'm talking about Mississippi, was so racist that they had to basically remove the flag. And it was all over 10,000 or 20,000 people across the nation getting out there and burning and looting. We're talking about 330 million people in our country. 330 million people. You got 20,000 people out there, and a flag for an entire state, right, was taken down and redone as a result of that. What do you think will happen if millions of patriots across each state stand up? What do you think will happen?
It's starting to happen in Georgia. They're occupying the state house. They're planning to. We had brave patriots actually at these locations yesterday, videotaping from the parking lot to make sure that no one went in to delete them, so that people would be there to watch, because they knew where the machines are. They're at the county elections offices.
Uh-huh.
So we have people starting to stand up in Georgia. But this, I don't want to jump off of this too quickly. The state of Georgia was arguing in open court on behalf of Dominion. Georgia is not Dominion. Georgia does not have any reason to defend Dominion's interests.
All right.
It is not in Georgia's interest that Dominion's proprietary and trade secrets be protected, right? But yet Georgia was in court saying we shouldn't let you look at the machines because it might make Dominion mad. It might. Joe, what is a trade secret about counting ballots? 1, 2, 3, 4. You can't patent counting by one.
No, you can't.
The only thing you can patent is the algorithm to change numbers.
But that's the problem, is that it's a proprietary system. I know code. And what they're saying is patently false. It's not written in some, you know, special language, right? It's not. It's written in C#. It's written in JavaScript, using JavaScript. These are all program languages that are out there, right? It's written by people that are in Serbia. That's true, right? They have updated their site to say that they are a Canadian, American, and Serbian company. I mean, that's true too, right? So if all of those things are true, what is proprietary? Are they saying that the algorithm is proprietary? Because there is no algorithm, right? If you're doing basic math, there isn't.
And
a tabulation system just puts it into a certain category, and those categories get audited through the code. Guys, listen, it is not rocket science. Code is not rocket science until it is. So the only way that, and what I mean by that is, the only way that that code actually becomes something that can be subject to these proprietary software is if you add in AI, add in machine learning, add in things that do fractionalizing, right? Or weighing votes, right? Which now we find out they've been doing it for years. They've been weighing votes.
You want to hear something amazing?
Yeah.
I'm just seeing this now, that Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger yesterday, or over the weekend, when they were defending against the allegations that the machines were changed, used Eric Coomer as a defense witness.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. He used them as a witness for the state to defend the last minute computer changes that happened to Dominion's machines in Georgia, which we've already covered.
So you're saying that Eric Coomer was actually there testifying?
I don't know if he was there testifying because it was over Zoom. I don't know where he was, but they used him, or at least things that he said. I can't confirm whether he used statements.
I bet you they used it from the statement from the lawsuit from 2019. So he was stood up by the state of Georgia, right? He was stood up in a lawsuit dating back to 2019. And actually, I'll send that over to you right now, Max, because we can bring that up. But there's an actual lawsuit that started in 2019 about irregularities that were present in Georgia in the election system. And it is followed up by let's see if I can send it over to you. I thought I already sent it to you. It is followed up by affidavits.
So they used Eric Coomer's basically his affidavit that the change was minor and didn't require recertification. So they're using his word for it, that admitting yes, Georgia machines were changed at the last minute.
You cannot.
Eric Coomer is now saying, don't worry, it was minor and didn't need recertification.
Oh, nothing to see here. Again, nothing to see here. Oh, we can just forget about it. It's nothing to see here. Max, I got guys out there with AR-15s. Watching my family. Because of what? Because there's nothing to see here? Because I'm out here screaming from the top of the highest building saying that we have an Antifa member, right, that is running an election system. And he's not only running it, he's a major shareholder. Not only is he a major shareholder, but he owns the patents. Not only does he own the patents, but he has separate shell corporations that are offshore, foreign corporations that he happens to own. See, these people think that we're stupid. And by the way, why is the FBI, why is the DOJ not involved? If I can find shell companies of which he is an owner or part of, if I can find this information, why can't they? And if I can tell you who Eric Coomer's hanging out with that are bad people, why can't they? Why can't they show you the connection between George Soros and Eric Coomer? I can. It took me all of 15 minutes. Okay, that's not true.
Yeah.
It took me a couple hours.
So here's the next piece of legal advice I'll give you, and I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah.
So this is not actual legal advice, but my legal advice would tell you that if the FBI or the DOJ calls you, to not talk to them.
Do not
talk to them.
We don't need to talk about that on here. But what
we're talking about, how we're talking about how they're not prosecuting it. The fact that they're not prosecuting it, don't become the next Michael Flynn.
I'm not going
to talk to them thinking
Michael
that it's going to be an honest thing where they're just trying to slip you up.
Yeah,
right? At this point, no one should be talking to these people.
The point is very simple. And President Trump came out and said it. He said, look, I don't know why the DOJ and the FBI is not investigating this. Right. You had a witness in Pennsylvania that literally right after she testified, right after she gave an affidavit, she was visited by people from the Department of Justice who, frankly, tried to intimidate her.
That's not good. Yeah.
Right? They tried to intimidate her. So what country are we in, people? What country are we in? What is this country?
Why I'm saying, if they come to your door, tell them to pound sand and leave, right?
Yeah. So
they interviewed her because they thought they could find something where she slipped up. Because saying it to that panel isn't a federal crime. It's a federal crime if you lie or say something that can be proven false to a federal investigator.
Yeah, well, I didn't do that.
That I know, but if
look,
they call,
I called
don't
around.
Talk
to them. I agree with you, Max. But I called around to people and sent stuff to and documented it very, very well documented it to people like Gateway Pundit and others. I sent a thing to him saying, look, that's not what happened. You need to take this down. I never said I was a journalist. I didn't say I had a recording. I didn't say any of that. You have to take that stuff down. You have to make these corrections. And Jim, who is one of the great, I mean, look, Gateway Pundit, that guy, Jim Hoft, is amazing. Guys, if you get a chance to read stuff at Gateway Pundit, he is a real patriot, a real patriot. And he's also, by the way, agnostic. Like, he will report on any side of the deal as long as it's truth. And yet the fact checkers come after him as well. So I want to give a shout out to Jim. Super, super guy. And So Max, I sent you some stuff. I don't know if you got it.
We got to get through all of our stuff. We had a whole hour of a show before we did 20 minutes on fact checkers. So if it's quick, we can talk about it, or we can talk about it at the end.
I sent you the declaration of Eric Coomer from... I sent it to you over Slack.
Never on Slack.
All right, well, get on Slack. This was filed in 2019, 11/13/2019, and this was a consortium of groups that were going against Brad.
We already covered this on the show.
This is what they used in the case.
Yeah.
They did not just go back and rewrap it. I promise you that Eric Coomer did not fly in or get on a Zoom call.
No, if he did, then they're conspiring
with a guy that's an enemy of our country.
No, they used statements that he made since Election Day.
Right.
Absolutely. They didn't just use this old thing. They used statements that Eric Coomer made.
But the statements that he made, by the way, he made to the press.
He made it to them. They consider him to be a state witness. They're presenting him as a state witness. Should this move forward, he would be called to the stand. No, they're presenting him as a state witness, saying that the edits and the updates were not substantial enough to require recertification.
What were the edits and updates? Transparent. What were they? But we're not telling anybody what they are, right?
Yeah, they can't tell us because that would violate trade secrets, according to the Georgia Secretary of State. And they want to wipe
they
the
are
machines
stealing
before
our,
a judge can
they're
actually
stealing
get
our country.
Hands on them.
They're stealing our country, people. They're stealing it. You're letting it happen. They're stealing our country.
Look at this one. Put up image 5. So we just had a recount in Georgia. Put up image 5, Ms. Brewster. Fulton County recount delayed by Dominion server crash.
Yeah.
Officials say all counties are required to complete the recount by December 2nd. Let's go ahead and put up image 6. Technicians from Dominion have been dispatched to resolve the issue, Fulton County officials said.
This is crazy.
The Georgia Secretary of State's office has also been alerted to the issue and is aware of the efforts to resolve the problem. So in the middle of the recount, remember, we were told that, okay, it doesn't matter, right? Even if Dominion, this is Dominion's line, even if our machine stole the election, it would get uncovered during a hand recount because you don't need our machines to conduct a hand recount. And yet in Fulton County, the hand recount was halted because a Dominion server crashed. How can a server crash disrupt a hand recount? We're, the whole thing's a lie, folks. The claim that, that Dominion is protected and is obviously not fraudulent because the hand recount verifies it, you need Dominion software to do the hand recount. You need their servers to do the hand recount. So it's just incredible. During the recount, they're even trying to steal it.
Hit the share button, please. I mean, here's the thing. We're breaking Facebook's algorithm right now. They can't stop it. They can't stop the fact that, all right, here's another way that you can actually reach us, right? If you actually text freedom to 89517, we will send to you before we have our podcast every single day where the podcast is going live. We actually are live right now on our website, but we have a new website coming out that'll launch here in a little bit that'll make that technology easier to use. So hit the share button, right? Hit the share button and let's look, we can't operate in a vacuum. Right, we already know that Facebook and Twitter and everyone else is weaponized against us. So the best thing we can do right now is make sure that we can bring people together that are like-minded, that want to support this country, right? And just keep having conversations about truth. See, we are on the knife's edge. Facebook literally wants to shut us down for telling the truth, but that's all we ever tell is the truth. And then fact checkers come back and say, oh, this is false. They add stuff to stories and then just use that as a label against us to demonetize us and to do things to take us down as an organization. Yet we only talk about truth. That's it.
Yeah. Mr. Producer, go ahead and put up the t-shirt photo. This is a good time to remind everyone that today's episode is brought to you by the Conservative Daily Store. If you like the podcast, want to help support the podcast and show the world that you're not going to fall for Anthony Fauci and the other leftists trying to cancel Christmas, pick up one of our Come and Take It Christmas shirts available in white and other colors on the Conservative Daily Store. Link in the description. Modeled after the flag used by the Texas Revolutionaries, basically taunting the Mexican army that if they wanted their cannons, they should come and take them. Except on our t-shirt, instead of a cannon, there's the Christmas tree. So again, check out that link in the description. Help support the channel and show the world you're not going to let them cancel Christmas. Because they already are. Anthony Fauci's out there saying he looks forward to Christmas in 2021.
Yeah, we have a new t-shirt that's coming out as well. And that t-shirt will say, no retreat, no surrender. Right. So we do have one that they're actually building right now that'll say that. We can't. We cannot back off from accountability in our elections. We can't. We cannot back off. We can't. We cannot.
No, we can't. So I want to put this up because this was from 2017, but it's almost like history is repeating itself. Let's put up image 7. Again, this is from 2017. Georgia election server wiped after a suit was filed. And notice that at the time, the current governor was the Secretary of State. Right now, Brian Kemp is the governor. Back then, he was Georgia's Secretary of State. And the AP said it was not clear who ordered the server's data to be irretrievably erased. And then you can see that the AP actually went to a tech computer scientist from Georgia Tech who said wiping the server forestalls any forensic investigation at all. People who have nothing to hide don't behave this way. Now, if you think it's strange that the AP would actually report on this then, but not now, the reason was it was Stacey Abrams who was challenging those results. It was Democrats who were challenging those results. Right. So the AP said, yeah, we're going to cover how if you delete the machines, you make it impossible to uncover fraud. Now, crickets. I want to put that up there because it really does show the bias within the media and how they're not just lying to you. They're deliberately not covering the truth, not telling the truth, because they know it would not benefit their preferred candidates. So I want to show that just because it really is night and day difference between back then and today.
Listen, we should literally care about fair and free elections, regardless of what side you're on. So if you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, if you're an independent libertarian, it doesn't matter what truth is, as long as it's true. As long as you have a way of saying that they were free elections and that the people's voice was actually heard, that's all we should care about, right? And we should do a better job of selling to the American people if we want them to follow our particular path. But that's not what's happening here. See, what's happening is the media is weaponized. Technology is weaponized. They're censoring any message that disagrees with them and saying, hey, listen, we're just not going to let you talk. We're going to cut you out of Twitter completely because we don't want you over the target. I mean, That's a communist society, people. That's not a yeah. free society. That's a communist society.
Yeah, and Trump is absolutely livid over the fact that he endorsed Brian Kemp. He endorsed him for governor. Yeah. And we have a quick clip of Trump just saying how ashamed he is to have endorsed Kemp now that Kemp is refusing to come to bat for him. Let's play cut three.
Which everything has to be approved by the legislature. And they had judges making deals, and they had electoral officials making deals, like this character in Georgia who's a disaster. And the governor's done nothing. He's done absolutely nothing. I'm ashamed that I endorsed him. But I look at what's going on. It's so terrible.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. He should be ashamed that he endorsed him. We're seeing this around the country. Oh. We're seeing this up and down in the Republican Party. The same people who never wanted Trump to win back in 2016 don't want him to win now, and they're not coming to fight.
So, Zach, call us up. Have you guys seen the beef between Aussies and China right now? No, I haven't seen that. But I guess there's something going on between
China.
Can
we get to it towards the end? Because we have a whole right,
wait,
two more
Zach,
states to get
wait.
Through. Yeah. Right. You had your squirrel moment. We gave you 20 minutes to squirrel.
Hey, listen, I didn't squirrel. I told the truth. I want to be able to come after.
It was a squirrel. Yeah. It was a squirrel. We gave you one third of the show for your squirrel. We have to get through the rest that we have. Otherwise, it's a bait and switch. People that come to us because they see the description, and then if you never talk about it, they'll be pissed off. So I want to play this. This is a video of CNN praising Native American groups for how they got out the vote in Nevada, and I believe this one's about Arizona. Let's go ahead and play cut four.
Seat at the table. Native American, by the way, you see the little blue dots in Arizona? Those are Native American reservations. The Native American community played a tremendous role. The Native Organizers Alliance, Intertribal Council, the NACARE, these are groups that expect to be treated with respect because they are responsible for the victory.
So they expect to be treated with respect. I expect them to operate according to federal and state law. Let's go ahead and put up image 8.
This is crazy.
Image 8. This is 18. We got image 8. This is 18 USC section 597, expenditures to influence voting. Whoever makes or offers to make an expenditure to any person either to vote or to withhold his vote or to vote for or against any candidate, and whoever solicits, accepts, and receives any such expenditure in consideration of his vote or the withholding of his vote shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both, and if the violation was willful, shall be fined under this title and imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. This is a felony. This is the federal felony. 18 U.S.C. Section 597 makes it illegal to buy votes. It makes it illegal for you to pay someone to vote, not just to vote for or against a candidate.
Wait till you see this.
It's illegal to pay someone to vote. So
drum roll.
Let's go ahead and put up image 9. This is the Arizona statute, section 16-1014 of Arizona's revised statutes. It is unlawful for a person directly or indirectly by himself or through any other person knowingly to treat, give, pay, loan, contribute, offer, or promise money or other valuable consideration, or to give, offer, or promise an office, place, or employment, or to promise or to procure or endeavor to procure an office, place, or employment to or for a voter, or to or for any other person, to induce the voter to vote or refrain from voting at an election for any particular person or measure, or to induce the voter to go to the polls or remain away from the polls at an election. Don't have to read the whole thing. Statute basically takes what the federal government says, and it says it is a crime for you to basically induce someone to vote, to provide compensation, to pay them either monetarily or providing something of value. So you heard CNN go on about how proud they were of the Native American groups that got out the vote. Joe, would you be shocked if I told you they did so by breaking federal law?
I saw this. Yeah, gas cards.
More than that. Let's go ahead and put up image 10. Image 10, this is from the United National Indian Tribal Youth, Inc., saying tomorrow's the last day to register to vote in Arizona. Register today, and you could be one of our 15 first-time voters to win a $50 Visa gift card. That is very illegal. That is a violation of state and federal law by giving compensation to encourage someone to vote. That is criminal, but we're going to keep going. Let's go ahead and put up image 11. People, this is all you have to do to enter the raffle. Post a ballot selfie just like this with youth to the polls and tag Corazon, Arizona to win money. Don't forget to use your voice and vote before November 3rd. Let's take that down. We got more. We got even more. Let's put up image 12. This is the Pascua Yaqui tribe of Arizona. happening now. Do your part to represent the Pasquayaqui tribe. I probably mispronounced that. Main important thing is it says register to vote and become eligible to win some great prizes, tablets, TVs, a Fitbit, a soundbar, and many more prizes. Very, very illegal. And if you just want to make sure that you can check that out, let's go ahead and put up image 13. Here we have a nice little picture of someone leaving with that laptop and then leaving with that Bose speaker, all because they voted or registered to vote. Incredible, incredible stuff. But we got more. Image 14. This is the Nevada Native Vote Project. I have incentives for those who go and vote. Only a limited supply of t-shirts. For those of our Native community who vote, take a picture of you voting, send it to me, and then come and see me after you're done voting. Also, I have coffee, very nice Native coffee for our elders in the Native community who vote. Please reach out to me. Incredible stuff. I mean, this is literally, she literally said, I have incentives for you to go vote.
But nobody.
Very illegal.
But Democrats do not, they don't arrest people, Max. They don't arrest people. They come after law-abiding citizens and find ways to use laws to manipulate, Flynn, those laws in order to persecute people. They don't prosecute people for doing things wrong. They persecute people that they want to come after. Keep that in mind, folks. That's what they're doing. They're literally just coming after you. They'll come after you. Yeah. They'll come after me, right? When patriots actually rise up and they'll say, oh, this is civil unrest. We've got to stop this. Right? I can't believe it. They're terrorizing the community. No, we want accountability. That's what we want. That's all we want. And we want the voice of the American people to be heard. Or we don't live in a free society. We don't live in a constitutional republic. And again, I will tell you, we are not a democracy. We have never been a democracy, nor will we ever be a democracy. It seems like we're going to skip from constitutional republic all the way over to communism unless we start speaking up.
So we got four more. Let's do some rapid fire on these. Let's go to image 15. This is in Nevada, nearby Nevada. It says McDermott and Wahi voters dropping off their ballots and picking up their gas cards. Hashtag natives vote. Let's go to image 16. Michael Gabron Galbine is a Native American citizen of the Washoe and Northern Paiute people. He says that while some indigenous people do not vote in U.S. elections, he did. He's taking part in that vote for gas campaign, apparently. Let's go to image 17. This is actually talking about a Biden-Harris campaign event where the bus will be there and there will be drawings each day for those who voted that day. Pretty good chances. And then just in case there's any doubt, let's go to image 18. That same vote, that same event that we just talked about was hosted by the Nevada State Democratic Party. So the event with the Biden-Harris campaign bus where they said vote and you'll be eligible to win prizes was hosted by the Nevada State Democratic Party. These aren't just people, random people deciding to hand out stuff. This goes all the way back to the Nevada State Democratic Party. It goes all the way back to Asked Blue, which is the Democrats' fundraising arm. It goes all the way back to the National Democratic Party, the DNC. So it really, really incredible stuff. And just in case you think, well, you only have screen grabs. Do you have any evidence of this election fraud? Any evidence of this criminality taking place? Because it's one thing to do a picture. Picture doesn't necessarily mean it happens. Here's a video of them doing the raffle. Let's play cut five.
Hi, it's LaCarrie McLeod. I'm coming from Lovelock Paiute Tribe. This is my daughter, Raven Garcia. And we're going to get ready to do the raffle for the $50 gift cards.
Ooh, I'm excited.
The Nevada Native Vote Project did today for all those voters who walked in and voted today. So good job, everybody. We have five of these to raffle off. And we'll go ahead and start with the first one. So
this is funny. Watch this.
Okay. I won. Winner, winner.
She put her own name. She put her own name.
Okay, but we have four more. We'll have four more. All right.
So here we go.
Daylin Vasquez. Oh, can you see?
Can't see it. What's the name?
Daylin Vasquez. Vasquez.
Okay, just set it right there.
We'll take
so
a picture
we got
of it.
Three more.
Oh, I broke it. See, Regina Moose. Regina Moose.
Okay, good job, Regina.
Oh, can't see it. So. Okay, and then we have Clifford George.
Good job.
We have Tanea Smokey.
Okay, that's Tanea. How many?
Five. One, two, all right. Three, four, five.
Cheers. Thank you, everybody who went in and voted. We appreciate you guys and making your vote
winner,
heard.
Winner, chicken dinner.
So good job, everybody. Bye. Panitiwa.
Panitiwa.
So need to make sure everyone understands that is very illegal. The reason we let you watch that to the completion, even though it's kind of boring, was not only did she pull her own name, which... I'm pretty sure under Nevada law, and this is again where it gets a little murky because they're on a reservation. If you have any kind of raffle, if you have any kind of game of chance, you're not supposed to be able to win yourself. Like Nevada has very strict rules about that because they have Las Vegas. They have lots of gambling. If you're actually running a raffle, Nevada law doesn't allow you to win. If it involves anything like to give out monetary value. So that right there is a different Nevada violation on her part. But by actually in like saying, because this wasn't just after the fact, it'd be one thing if they said, hey, did you vote? Okay, put your name in, right? They actually put out Facebook posts encouraging people to vote specifically so they could be eligible for a raffle. That is very illegal. That is called buying votes. Is a violation of federal law, is a violation of both of the laws in both of those states. Now, the question is, being on an Indian reservation, does federal law apply? The answer is yes. Federal law related to elections does apply on Indian reservations. If you vote in a federal election, all of the federal regulations and federal statutes apply. You don't just get to commit rampant voter fraud on an Indian reservation because you're your own separate nation.
Right.
If you participate in federal elections, federal election laws apply. If you participate in state elections, the state election laws, statutes, regulations also apply. So I wanted to play that because it literally is them openly, unapologetically violating the law. And when you see the map of Arizona, you see those specks of blue. As CNN says, we played it. That's being attributed to Native American Get Out the Vote campaigns. And the crux of those campaigns was very, very illegal, buying votes. So the next time that someone says there's no evidence of voter fraud or illegality in Nevada or Arizona, send them this podcast because we just showed you all of it. And again, I'll say on Facebook, make sure that you like and follow our Facebook page. On YouTube, make sure you subscribe and then hit that bell for notifications as well because we got a lot of people watching right now. Want to make sure they know that if you subscribe, if you like the show, make sure you subscribe. And as Joe mentioned, text FREEDOM to 89517 and you'll get a text alert when our podcast goes live for the day. What do you think of all this, Joe?
I think that there's crushing amounts of evidence everywhere to say that Dominion cheated, that Smartmatic cheated, that they were in collusion with each other, that there is a concerted effort across
our country. What do you think about the Native Americans?
I think that they broke the law. I think that if you break the law, you should be held accountable for breaking the law, period. End stop.
And you know, I asked this as a Native person myself.
Yeah.
I am part Lenape, the Lenape tribe from the Delaware River Valley in between Pennsylvania and New Jersey. So this breaks my heart to see my people doing this, right? But ultimately, I have to put country ahead of my own nation, my own peoples, that you and the other white men enslaved. I have to put country over my own people. But what they did was very illegal. And yes, I am part Native American, not enough for it to count, but I'm more than Elizabeth Warren, so I guess that counts for something. So yeah, it's very illegal. And if they're willing to do it, and it's connected all the way to the state Democratic Party, you know that other groups were doing this too.
Right.
Incentivizing people to vote, actually giving them cash.
And we can go back to what was said years ago, or months ago, where Biden came out and said that they have the most comprehensive voter fraud effort ever in the history of the United States. And that is absolutely what happened. We were talking about it long before this happened. We knew that we were gonna face massive voter fraud. Look, Dr. Shiva came out and did a mathematical probability. Dr. Shiva did, right? And he was a candidate. He was a Republican candidate in Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
Very, very smart man, MIT grad. I mean, just super, super brilliant, right? And he came out and walked through how they actually took votes. He walked through it. Scientifically, he walked through it. Nobody has been able to say that what he said was untrue, yet Facebook and Twitter and all the other weaponized media took down and suppressed the ability for people to see that video. Why?
Yeah.
You have to ask yourself why. If we live in a free country, if we live in a country that is run by the people, or for the people, by the people, or of the people, for the people, by the people, then why are we dealing with what this right now? Why is it that someone can come in and say, I have a proprietary system, you can't get on the back and look at the code?
Yeah.
It's simple. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 1 = 3. Right? That's all the voting tabulation system is supposed to do, is put it into categories. That's it. You voted here, that goes to answer A. You put it here, that's answer B. A is Trump, B is Biden. It's that simple. It's not a, maybe this vote, look, you're kind of short. I think your vote only counts 0.6. That's not what it's designed to do.
Going back to early Americana, 3/5 compromise, you are a slave, so you only count for 3/5 of a person. That's the craziness that we're talking here with the algorithms. And just as we're talking, we don't have the video because it'll take too long to cut it up, but a voter fraud witness at the Arizona hearing today.
Yeah, Rudy Giuliani put him up. Yeah.
Voter fraud witness Army Colonel Phil Waldron confirmed that experts saw Dominion Systems communicating with Frankfurt, Germany on election day. So that testimony, which I believe was actually under oath, I'm not sure if it was under oath because it's not in the Capitol building, but it might have been. It's public testimony saying that they witnessed and other people with them witnessed the systems that are supposed to be secure and not connected to the internet, not only connected to the internet, but communicating with Frankfurt, Germany on election day. Really, really crazy stuff. I want to get to this before the end. We're almost out of time. Yesterday, there was a ruling in Pennsylvania. Over the weekend, there was a ruling in Pennsylvania where the state Supreme Court threw out a challenge to the constitutionality of the state's vote by mail.
This is crazy, folks. Crazy. This is crazy, what you're about to hear.
So last year, Pennsylvania passed a law called Act 77, and that law basically revamped the state's vote by mail system. So instead of actually having to provide an excuse for why you need to vote by mail, you could do it for no reason at all. No reason vote by mail. Anyone who wants to vote by mail can do it without having to provide a good reason. The problem is that the state constitution is the article that defines when you can and cannot vote by mail. So the law didn't amend the constitution. So when the constitution says these are the reasons that you're allowed to vote by mail, that's it. No law can violate the constitution. Republican members of Congress actually sued Pennsylvania to challenge the constitutionality of it and saying, listen, the Constitution says this, law says something different. You operate an election unconstitutionally. Originally, the Commonwealth judge agreed and placed an injunction on Pennsylvania, preventing them from certifying the election. But the state Supreme Court came back and overturned that Commonwealth judge and said that even if it's unconstitutional, which it definitely is, they said the Republicans waited too long to file the lawsuit using latches. Anyone who likes weird legal terminology, latches, the idea that they waited too long to file the suit. Therefore, they threw out the suit. You waited too long. Doesn't matter that it was unconstitutional. Too bad. The problem is, if they hadn't waited, if they had tried to file suit before the election was held, then they wouldn't have standing.
Right.
Because you have to be harmed. If an election isn't held, you can't claim that the election harmed you. So the election had to be held, but now they're claiming that because you wait until after the election, you waited too long. So it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't. They've kind of created this whole system of logic where no matter what the Republicans did, the Supreme Court would not have allowed them to overturn this unconstitutional system. So the Trump campaign's planning on appealing to the United States Supreme Court. They're hopeful that they'll get a fair shake, but I just wanted to make sure everyone understood that ruling that was blocking Pennsylvania from certifying got overturned by the state Supreme Court, claiming that the Republicans waited too long.
We are in for a big fight, Max. I mean, it's a huge fight. It's a fight, and we have a very short period of time in order to get all this information out. It's just now coming together, and people are like, it needs to happen faster. You have to be able to see these lawsuits. You have to be able to see the information that you just got in Arizona to be able to get up to the Supreme Court. So there's a lot of things that go into this. The fact that the media came out and said there's nothing to see here, nothing to see here, and that the technology companies are suppressing that voice should tell you that as an American, you're being cheated. You are being cheated right now, right? You're being cheated by a group of people that want to steal your voice and want you to become like them. They want everything that you stand for as an American. They don't want that. They don't want that. Yeah. I mean, you see it happening in Arizona. We haven't even talked about Wisconsin very much, right? I mean, the things that are happening in Wisconsin are just...
There's so much fraud, we can only get to a couple a day. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. Well, we're up against the hard break now. Any final words, Joe, before we wrap up today's podcast?
No retreat, no surrender. We're headed towards a civil war. I mean, it's unavoidable at this point. So we get through this process. There's people in Georgia and people in other states that are starting to rise up and say, look, we've had enough, right? And you have these socialists and communists and Marxists that are out there actively using platforms in order to recruit people and show up to go against you. So they're literally showing up in Georgia to tell these people to go home, and they're showing up armed, and they're showing up and throwing rocks and other things at people that just want accountability. What does that tell you about where we are as a country? So look, I just think that courage is more infectious than fear. It crushes my soul every day when I wake up and think that I had to do what I did, and unknowingly, right? So I think that as a group, we just, you know, pray. The last thing I'll say is just pray, right?
If you don't invite God to the party,
he can't show up.
No, go ahead, finish. Okay.
If you don't invite God to the party, he cannot show up.
Absolutely true. So we have a lot of people watching, presumably for the first time. If you like the show, make sure you like and follow our Facebook page. Make sure you subscribe, hit the bell for notifications on YouTube. We also have the audio version of our podcast, and we just hit the number 8th spot in the country on Apple Podcasts. So make sure that if you like the show, even if you watch every day, subscribe to the audio version. That way, if you can't come to the live stream, you can at least listen as you go about your day and help us rise higher up in the rankings. If you don't have an Apple device, you can also find us on the Google Play Store, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, or Podbean. As Joe mentioned earlier in the show, if you text FREEDOM to 89517, you'll get a text alert when our show goes live. That's because Facebook and YouTube can't be trusted to actually send the notifications because they're throttling us. So make sure you text FREEDOM to 89517. There's also a link for you to join our email newsletter, which is how we'll get in touch if Facebook or YouTube does try to take the show out, so we can keep you updated on how the show is going to go forward. And we are on Parler, at Conservative Daily. I'm at Max McGuire. Joe is at Joe Altman. Go ahead and head over there and give us a follow.
We're doing everything we can to leave Facebook, guys. And we think you should too. We think we should walk away. We think that 70 million people walking away from a weaponized environment, stop complaining about it and do something about it. So there are alternatives, and we have to use those alternatives. We have to build technology and do things to step away from their ideology and their indoctrination. So that's what I'm doing. That's why we're on Parler. That's why we're on MeWe. So you can find us there.
Well, that's going to be it for this edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. My name is Max McGuire.
And this is Joe Altman.
And remember that the fight to take back our country clearly is not over, but the only way we win is if we all stand up and fight together.